Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. It is turkey season, and I want to do a podcast all about the neck and no more turkey neck. So today, let's talk about what causes problems in the neck, what allows us to improve the neck, and generally how the neck is built. So today we're talking about necks because of turkey season, that gobbly, wobbly chin thing that goes on. We all see it. We see it when we bend over looking at our cell phones, a little extra waddle. We see it as we age and the skin actually loses its elasticity and you get skin that hangs. And then we also see it just in terms of laxity and crepiness changes. Even if you don't have fat, even if you don't have hanging, you can have creping of the neck. So important to appreciate your neck. We take great care of our faces. We don't take care of our necks. And the neck actually gets a significant amount of sun damage. If you think about it, when you're driving, the neck is exactly in the zone of target. It's below that windshield thing that you put down. And it's definitely where the chest is getting heated up and the neck as well, the décolleté. The neck is a challenging area to work with because it has a very thin layer of skin and very thin dermis, the padding of the skin, and it overlays this huge muscle called the platysma. The platysma is a very thin, very flat muscle that tends to have bands and tends to sometimes bunch up with these vertical bands called platysmal bands. I often treat these with Botox. I think that they age the appearance of the neck and they show up as vertical stringy bands in photographs. So we see this quite often in women and men who work out. When you're very athletic, you're tensing up your neck muscles. When you're shaving your neck, you're tensing up your neck muscles. So the platysma underlying the neck skin is one of its challenges. When we compare neck skin to facial skin, the neck has thinner skin that's more susceptible to sun damage and wrinkles. It has less oils and less hydration. It has to have more flexibility due to its constant twisting and turning. Evolutionarily, of course, you know, your neck skin had to develop different from the skin of your palm or the skin of your back. This is an area that has high movement, and of necessity, it has to have some redundancy, some flexibility, some mobility. Sadly, over time, that just translates to stretchiness and looseness. But being that we have technology now that forces us or, you know, addicts us to look down at our cell phones all day long, we're getting increased earlier ages of neck aging. Increased earlier signs of neck aging. I see this in my young patients where they have a horizontal neck crease related to looking at their phones all the time. I call it a neck ring. I treat it with one syringe of filler, usually hyperdiluted, to add hydration to these lines and creases. The necks are abused because we are straining to look at our phones, to look down at our laptops, and constantly bending at an acute angle that's more weight and pressure on the cervical spine. These hyaluronic acid injections that we use to soften the lines have to be done super carefully. Very often people can inject thick, irregular lumps of filler can form, often looking like strangulation marks. So the goal is really to hydrate a deep crease to reduce its visibility, not to create a ridge of filler. Some people think that using Retin-A, because it improves wrinkles and fine lines on the face, is a good strategy for the neck. I have not found that. I think you can microneedle the neck. Sometimes you can do lighter peels on the neck. I never laser the neck very much. And I think that Retin-A causes dryness, redness, itchiness, and irritation. It definitely develops problems as you bend the neck. It falls into the neck folds and can create significant worsening of crepey textural appearance of the neck. I've found really good results with hyperdilute calcium hydroxyapatite for stimulating the growth of new collagen. I call this my neck wash, and I use a hyperdiluted solution that's injected far and wide all through the neck. 100 square centimeters are covered by this injection. It's injected in the dermal plane and often with a cannula. These treatments called the neck wash improve your body's neocollagenesis and ability to produce collagen on its own and re-trigger elastin production. It's usually type 3 collagen that develops first, followed by type 1 collagen later. And the increased elasticity and padded improvement of the dermal thickness of the skin of the neck is just really lovely. The neck is an area where it's difficult to coax improvements. And while we can do so many things, this is one of the things that's generally noticed by patients to work. It's usually 2 to 3 sessions, about 6 weeks apart, and it's long-term slow growth of collagen. But just like any method of biostimulation, when you grow collagen, it is your own. You get to own it, and that is the best part about it. Good candidates for neck wash are those over 40. If you've experienced collagen and elasticity loss, it lasts. Typically, the collagen that you grow can last for many years and can be long-term, but the product itself lasts in the neck about 12 to 18 months. So many reasons why we develop neck problems. In terms of fat tissue in the submental area and double chins, this is the season to treat them. We can treat double chin, the gold standard being neck lipo, and we can do work with products like Kybella, which is a fat melting enzyme to permanently dissolve fat and melt it away. It takes multiple sessions. I usually recommend 3 vials to dissolve an inch, and I recommend sessions to be about 4 to 6 weeks apart. You tell patients that it's going to swell. It definitely looks a slight little bit of bullfrogginess under the neck and under the chin area, but it's well worth the swelling. I think I did this 2 Christmases ago, and I treated my jowls in an off-label area, and I treated my submental area, and I loved it. I went to all the Christmas parties, but I did not want to be in any pictures. So it's totally worth it and totally doable. So we talked a little bit about the neck, its functionality, the difference in the skin, the oil glands, the large muscle belly that can create platysmal bands there, vertical ones, the tech neck that creates horizontal rings, the crepey texture change that can be treated by collagen stimulators. I love, love, love my neck cream. This is an amazing product that I use twice a day. Always treat your neck with upstrokes and always add moisturizer to your neck. I recommend adding an extra layer of an emollient, either a moisturizer with peptides, ceramides, and lipids, or even a light layer of Vaseline on your neck at night. You will thank me, and no Retin-A on your neck. maybe if you're super used to Retin-A after many, many months of putting very light amounts of retinol, like my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream can go very lightly on the neck, then we can talk about putting it on every day. But you gotta really gradually introduce the Retin-A products there. I love a peel for the neck, the lighter peels. I love a microneedling for the neck skin. And just in general, I love a woman who takes care of her neck. And guys, I don't see a single man concerned about the state of their neck. It's a little disparity that men just get more weathered, but they look more rugged and they look more distinguished, and women, it just doesn't work that way. So that's the unfairness of life. But, you know, we do get to be smarter and more savvy and run the world from the back burner. The women do, I think. Gradually we'll make our way up to the top and be the front burners. That's my thoughts on no more turkey neck. I really, really am so thankful this holiday season for all that we have. And I'm so thankful for people who listen to me on this podcast. So many of you come up to me at meetings in the office and you tell me that you listen all the time. And I have so much gratitude for that. I never knew that my musings would be interesting thought and fodder for you guys. And I really, really appreciate that everyone takes a little bit of time to learn with me. I'm passionate about learning. I hope that I'm delivering a little bit of fun, joy, knowledge, and insight for you. And definitely send me a message. If you love the podcast, don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast on iTunes. Send us a screenshot. Email that screenshot to info@beautybydrk.com, and we will be so grateful. We'll send you a deluxe size complimentary skincare sample. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me here on Tuesdays, as well as I do a 5-Minute Friday. Check out our Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Our website is the same. That's where you're going to find my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream to sneak onto the neck and décolleté, the amazing neck cream that we talked about. Love, love, love it. As well as so many great products, and we often have monthly specials in our newsletter. I am so grateful to everybody for listening. Have the best Thanksgiving. Eat lots of food. Take care of your necks. This is something that you will really, really appreciate, having taken care of your neck. Start in your 30s. If I could turn back time, that's what I would do. And no more turkey neck. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.